This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Ackles. Senator Dick Durbin says a deal to end the government shutdown isn't perfect, but takes important steps to reduce harm. Durbin is among Democrats who backed the plan to provide funding to several agencies and fully fund SNAP benefits. There has been criticism the deal doesn't guarantee health care subsidies will be approved. A vote is expected next month. In the meantime, federal workers who were laid off at the start of the longest shutdown will be reinstated, and those who have been working will receive back pay. Most Illinois teachers feel parents support them teaching about race and gender, despite opposition from the Trump administration. Emily Hayes has more.
University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign researchers surveyed over 1,000 teachers over the last 4 years. Asif Wilson is an education professor at U of I. He says the findings push back against the idea that parents in the state's more conservative areas do not want their kids to learn about race or gender.
We were shocked to receive notice that approximately 87% of teachers, educators agreed that parents were supportive of their approaches.
The survey may have some bias since teachers filled it out to apply for a program about teaching inclusive social studies, but the survey's respondents come from all over the state. The Education Department ordered states in April to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, but Illinois declined, saying there are no federal laws prohibiting DEI. I'm Emily Hayes.
UIS has announced it is expanding its Prairie Promise financial aid program to include eligible transfer students. Starting next fall, those students can qualify for full coverage of tuition and fees. They must be first-time and first-year undergraduate enrollees from Illinois who meet income qualifications. The offer is good for 4 years of school. You can find more details at our website, nprillinois.org. The funding is limited. Illinois has issued a warning for those who drink raw milk to take precautions. That's after nearly a dozen people reported becoming ill. The cases appear to be caused by an infection. The State Department of Public Health says is linked to consumption of raw milk from a common source. The producer is notifying customers. Symptoms have included fever, headaches, nausea, and diarrhea. The state is advising anyone noticing the symptoms after drinking the milk to contact their doctor. Raw milk, which is unpasteurized, is legal to sell in Illinois. A public hearing is planned for this week on an improvement plan for a busy Springfield intersection. Wednesday hearing will discuss changes proposed at Sangamon Avenue and Dirksen Parkway. It's from 4 to 6 at the Northfield Center. The plan would reconstruct the intersection to add more turn lanes while including bicycle and pedestrian improvements. Construction would begin in 2027. This is NPR Illinois.